2485. What happened to me in 374 was that for some reason, e.g. 1, orthomolecular vitamins, 2, I was possessed by the mimicker, I could see the mimicker and its mimicry. So in a way, what really happened is very simple. Always it strives to cause its intrusions, etc., to appear part of the normal world. I would guess that it occupied me briefly in order to cause me to do certain good things I would not on my own have done, and then departed, preferring us to have autonomy. It works principally on our percept system, so that we think we see the phenomenal things, but they are actually dokos, alive, part of the mimicking organism. It switched my 1974 personality with an AD70 personality. The lovely AI voice, however, with its, it can enter us and imitate us to other people, but I, being occupied, knew it without understanding it. This is a very high order of mimicry by a tutelary entity that loves us. It has knowledge, but no direct power, except that it can affect the causal chains for a good, purposeful outcome by occupying, assimilating this or that object, not necessarily permanently. Rather than calling it God, I'd prefer to call it a higher life form. 2486. Here is a unique situation in which the simulation is real, and that which is simulated is not. Thus, no perfidy is involved, and no panentheism. He is not normally found in the phenomenal world, nor in its causal sequences. And so to bed. 2487. Of all the views, theories, thoughts, insights so far, this mimicking entity one is the most exciting. It so accords with my experience, with what I saw. It admits to a severe distillation. I saw a mimicking entity, unitary, plasmatic, benign, and all intelligent. The tutelary spirit of man, singly and collectively, carrying with it the force of reality and essence related to truth, justice, and action, change, assimilating the unliving universe itself. When perceived, it is perceived as it is, or not at all. How noble my quest, how noble the results. As it thrusts upward toward us, it brings us news of what really is, displacing what merely seems. By its very nature, it is Deus absconditus, but hidden close by. Break a stick, and there is Jesus. One can reread and reinterpret all Scripture from the vantage point of this understanding. Many puzzling aspects can herewith be newly comprehended. Why no natural theology has ever been successful? Why our knowledge of God must always be a revealed knowledge? The workman is invisible within the workshop. Imminent and gentle, one might say tenderly, the shy God. What more is there to say of him? I saw him this way in the Ignaten dream, the shy God. Ach, was hab ich gesehen? Note. German. What have I seen? End note. In that one dream of the shy architect with claws, hiding behind the buildings. When I saw him then, that was when I guessed I had seen him at last. And I did know. I did understand. January or February, 1977. Folder 25. 25-1. Following mimic insight. Question. Written and audio messages are created and sent, either scrambled, set ground, or divided into two portions and requiring relinking, the knowledge of which parts to match being akin to the 3D or superimposed set ground system, unscrambling requiring the depth sense based on the color discrimination of the third eye. Although it is evident that the information emanated from Zebra, which is my nickname for the mimicking entity, for whom are they intended? Other parts of Zebra? Is this how Zebra maintains itself as a concealed unitary entity? Like nerve impulses within a body, inner information among the parts. Zebra is body or brain or both. This fits with my noetic impression that we are within Zebra's body. In our own microbody, neural signals travel all over, sense impressions, orders to muscles, pain, etc. Our own bodies are alive with messages. So is Zebra, and there is coding, i.e., use of declaratory symbols and cipher. Note: the introduction of Zebra brings us close to the center of Dick's mystical vision. With the discovery of Zebra as a mimicker of forms, Dick thinks that he has found his Deus absconditus, his hidden god concealed in the phenomenal world. Elsewhere, Zebra is described as a cosmic Christ and as a giant brain that utilizes us as crossing stations in his vast relay network of living information. Chains of associated identifications structure the argument of the exegesis. Zebra equals Christ, and Christ equals God. The mind's union with Zebra is the union with God, where you are God. The kernel of Dick's mystical heresy may be located here, union with the divine. SC. End note. It is interesting how we inadvertently, unknowingly, carry Zebra's messages for it, piggyback on our own. It is as if Zebra says, as long as you're going that direction, take this along too. I suppose a phagocyte doesn't know anything about its job either. In seeing these messages flying back and forth, I may have witnessed our primary function within Zebra. It certainly must be mine. Since I, qua human, for a limited time, could discern Zebra's messages, I think it possible that other humans can and do too, and perhaps continuously, as parts of Zebra. If parts of the universe are not Zebra, then Zebra is not identical to the universe, nor congruent with it as I saw. It is fashioning itself out of the universe, using it as raw material. This is quite different from saying that the universe is alive or is God. It is as if the old universe is Zebra's antagonist in the two-player game. In other words, the flow of steganographic information is not a further mystery, but a heck of a big clue as to how humans and human cultures act vis-a-vis Zebra. My big question remains, how faked is our phenomenal world? At one end, the answer could be, it is partially viewed reality. At the other end, it is a total hypnotic delusion. But that black iron prison, that is real. I used to be in that prison. But just as Zebra's messages are small threads embedded in large amounts of data, his causal chains are small link systems within a pointless, or even evil, much larger aggregate not directed by him. In both cases, I conceive of Zebra working within a larger frame. Thus, not all events are caused by God, and not all messages are by or from him. It is a golden thread among the dross. E.g., Zebra did not put Nixon in power, but he did remove him. If I am correct about this, it is very important. 1. We are not talking about Brahman, which is in all things, and pantheism is not true. 2. God has an opposing subject, which is either mainly neutral or outright pitted against him. 3. This explains how evil could exist, though God is good. 4. Yet this God certainly can be described as he who causes to be, in that he enters the causal chains of Ananke as nous, exactly as Plato saw in Timaeus. 5. Zebra is a creator God, but he is building a new earth out of or within the old, using it as a source of parts. Thus, either the old is not his, or at the very least, he has become dissatisfied with it and is cannibalizing from it. 25.3. Although I understood the two systems of message construction, 1. Subtraction of non-information, e.g., I can't find animals to love, which I show you. 2. Addition of two items, linking them by juxtaposition. Laughing last. There will be final justice. I did not fathom the inert action-duality of all things which I saw, viz., some objects, including verbal ones, appeared in mode A, which was 1. At rest, 2. Inert or dead, 3. Not moving, 4. Intrinsic, not incorporated, 5. Outside the growth or building process. But at any time an item, say a picture, 1. Moved or was moved in some visible way, 2. Became animated and living, 3. Entered a transformation or changed flow, 4. Related to other objects meaningfully as a component, 5. Was incorporated at the right time in the proper place, which is to say, was placed by zebra into the growing structure. What is odd is that although the object moved visibly, it certainly did not need to move in our space. I must have been perceiving the corpus, which grows at a furious rate as it incorporates more and more of the old universe. This was the continuous winning of the tricks between the two players that I saw. Also, maybe what happened to me internally in 374 was that I was won by Zebra and fitted into place to function in his growing new structure, world. This growing corpus of Zebra is, like him, concealed by what I am tempted to call the same mimicking mechanism process by which Zebra conceals himself from us. It is mundo absconditus, but in our midst. Surely, this is the kingdom of his Son, spoken of in Colossians 1. If indeed 374 was my passing over into the new world, I reason there must be other humans already there, already incorporated. Surely they can read the messages, which are a lot like those from Runciter in Ubik. As K.W. put it, all it can do is arrange things. Absolutely right. Even its messages are arrangements of what already exists. So its process of assembling was an arranging. But to produce what? To what effect? I.e., how will it differ from unarranged? Well, the definition of unarranged is anime, or chaos. Arranged equals cosmos. So Zebra is busy persuading, arranging, Anunnaki's anime into nous cosmos. Zebra equals Plato's nous equals holy wisdom equals Christ. The cosmos of Timaeus is correct. Our God, Christ, has wisdom and knows just how to arrange everything which James grinds out. Then we are not moving toward entropy, but toward greater structure, form, in fact, form of forms. No wonder I saw geometric forms. Fibonacci, ratio 1 to 618,034. 25.4. What Zebra is assembling is alive, perhaps a great composite brain, Teilhard, the new sphere, expressed in terms of growing relatedness of consciousness by humans, all life here on Earth and elsewhere. The great collective mind coming into being is all of us, but not just us. It is us incorporated into Holy Wisdom herself, again Corpus Christi, but now regarded as not just organism, but brain which knows what, itself? The entire universe at last becoming sentient? Well, I actually know the result. I see now that what happened to me in 374 was that I got arranged, incorporated into this vast mentational entity, which is not only the why of all I suddenly knew, but the how. This is how you get to know everything absolutely, and maybe the only way. So in 374, I was temporarily incorporated into the growing physical brain, which immaterial nous is assembling. Not the brain producing mind, but mind producing brain, which assimilates the universe to it as sentient unitary mentality. which proves my point about the adversary being blind, as not incorporated, the universe is without consciousness, without purpose, without coordination, and is random, chaotic, unawake, purposeless, destructive of itself, moving from complex and higher to simple and lower. In fact, the whole damn thing is without sense or pattern or goal, heedless of everything it creates, i.e., blind. What we experience is a blend of the two, anime and cosmos. Augustine. So we perceive some purpose, but also random chance, accidents. My structure, based on my revelation, resolves this paradox along Plato's lines. The cosmos part is called divine providence. My contribution is to see that it is growing in proportion to not P. Even more accurately, this cosmos is experienced and expressed as the will of God. So it is not only God that we can't perceive, but His will, as expression of His desiring object X to do Y, and so be arranged as Z in regards to all else. The pressure of this arranging power is felt as will, His will. But we can't distinguish Ananki, blind random events, from the arranging activity. Zebra is camouflaged, and zebra's arranging is, and the arrangement itself is. Once I said I wanted to see the world of unchange behind the change. The way it turned out, in that non-dokos dinge anzik world, there is furious rapid change, all in flux, as Heraclitus said. 25.7. The creator of the world as it is may or may not be the same deity who is assembling the krasis. For all practical purposes, they are two mutually exclusive entities, so pragmatically, I will regard them as separate, like Vishnu and Shiva. But, engaged in a secret partnership, as Joseph Campbell describes the Egyptian partnership involving whoever it is and Set, perhaps above the duality stands Brahman, or some will-less ubiquity, such as Brahman. My experience was of a duality. I have to go on what I experienced. The one to turn to is the Savior who arranges and not the Creator, rather the Recreator versus the Creator. After all, the Recreator needs the raw materials which the Creator provides. So perhaps they are both dual aspects, like yin and yang, rather than entities, the first showing power, the second wisdom, and the two united by a third principle, entity or aspect, characterized by love. Empedocles showed the binding power of love.